Democrats are howling, so are some Republicans, about fellow Republicans' plans to replace the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, with a new American Health Care Act. Some Republicans say it's just Obamacare light, to which the authors reply, it's Obamacare gone. Co-author, Oregon's Republican Representative Greg Walden, defended the plan.
We return power back to the states. We strengthen Medicaid, and we prioritize help for our nation's most vulnerable. Simply put, we believe we have a better way to deliver solutions that put patients, not Washington bureaucrats, first.
But Democrats say it will mean, ultimately, a lot of people losing insurance. NPR's congressional correspondent Susan Davis has been watching today. And Susan, we want to talk about the politics here, but give us the thumbnail, the big differences between this health care plan and the Affordable Care Act. For instance, we know under Obamacare, people got subsidies. There was a mandate to buy insurance. You had to or pay a fee. What about the new proposal?
Well, the biggest changes would be that it does repeal that individual mandate, so the government would no longer tell people that they have to have insurance. It would also repeal the tax penalties in Obamacare and the subsidies it gave people to buy that insurance. And instead, it would replace it with a system of what they're calling refundable tax credits that people would get based on how old they are and how much money they make. And those subsidies would let them buy insurance on the private market or from other sources. It also temporarily keeps in place a lot of the law, most notably the Medicaid expansion, but it would freeze that enrollment in that program in 2020 and eventually try to shift people off of Medicare and put caps on Medicaid after that. Yeah. But it also keeps permanently in place other popular parts of the law, most notably coverage protections for people with pre-existing conditions and allowing parents to keep their children on their plans until they're 26 years old.
Well, but that seems to be the main criticism of the Democrats, that those things were paid for by things like the mandate, the requirement that people buy insurance or pay a fee. And they're also saying that now, under the new plan from Republicans, yes, you don't, there is no mandate for you to buy insurance, but if you do want to go back on insurance after dropping it, it's going to cost you a lot more.
Well, right. And that's one of the criticisms of Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, as he has said today, it's just a mandate by a different name. Instead of the government penalizing you, your insurer will be able to penalize you if you let your coverage lapse. But instead of that money going to the government, it would now go to private insurers.
Yeah. And aren't there also some Republican governors who've been objecting to this sort of rollback of the Medicaid expansion that came under Obamacare, this idea of raising the bar, you know, who can qualify for government help? We went from very poor to a little less poor. And some Republican governors sent a letter to Republican leadership saying, please, we want that.
Right. And I would also note that the Medicaid expansion in Congress, it's going to be a very complicated part, particularly when this bill goes over to the Senate. Yesterday, four Republican senators from states where they accepted the Medicaid expansion sent a letter to congressional leaders kind of putting the brakes on this conversation and saying they would need much more assurances that what the changes to Medicaid would not disproportionately hurt people who have sought coverage under Medicaid in their state. So that is going to be one of the big fights going forward in this debate.
So what do you weigh in on? First, the Republican side of the aisle. It seems the criticism is coming from two quarters. Some people who are worried that Obamacare, we'll call it that, he did embrace it, you know, in the end of his tenure, that it's actually something that's helping their state. But on the other side of the Republican aisle, you have people saying, as Senator Rand Paul and others did, that it's just Obamacare light, that it's the same old overspending.
Well, the challenges that Republican leaders are going to have now is with among hardline conservatives who, as you said, are referring to this as Obamacare Lite and just see it as a new entitlement program by a different name. So there's a challenge there to be able to get the votes to pass this in both the House and Senate. And not only from conservatives, but you also have a handful of moderates in the Senate, people like Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, who have also raised concerns about going too far to repeal Obamacare. And if it were to knock people off insurance, but through insurance coverage in their home states, that they would have a very hard time supporting this. So there's a really fine line that they're going to have to walk to be able to keep enough conservatives on board and to get the votes of these moderate Republicans.
And we, of course, President Obama was firmly behind his plan. Is President Trump expected to be an arm twister in this?
he will have to be. His engagement in this debate will be everything. It will be huge, in his words. Republicans will need Trump not only to sell this plan to the public to get them on board, but he's going to need to help Republicans find the votes to pass it. He's meeting with a group of House whips today at the House. Whips are the people that have to find the votes to pass bills on the floor. The vice president's on Capitol Hill today meeting with senators. The HHS secretary has sent a letter to Congress endorsing the plan. So this is really a full court press effort right now from the administration. Of course, President Trump is a wild card in this, and he has at times differed from Republican leadership on the Hill. But he will need to both stay on board publicly and privately to get these votes.
NPR congressional correspondent, as there is a lot of arm twisting on the Hill today, Susan Davis has been watching this. Thank you so much.
You bet.